Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. On this week's show, we take a look at the controversy surrounding traffic stop data released by the Missouri Attorney General that showed a disparity between Black and white drivers. Black drivers in Columbia were pulled over at a rate almost four times higher than white drivers in 2016. Some local groups, like Race Matters Friends, say this is clear evidence of racial profiling and called for changes in the police department. Some have called for the resignation of Police Chief Ken Burton, who has voiced skepticism about the traffic stop data. The Columbia Missourian's Catherine Reed spoke in depth with Burton to get his take on the data and how the department can be improved.
I have never once said that I did not believe racial profiling exists in policing. Never once.
Right.
And the reason I don't say that is because I don't know what's in a person's heart. Okay. I could very well have a number of officers on the department or none of the officers on the department that are engaging in things based on race and they don't even realize it. Okay. So it'd be implicit bias.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's also a possibility that you have an openly racist officer out there, that at least that's openly racist to his friends and family, or her friends and family, mm-hmm. and then is using that to influence their decision-making at work.
Right.
But in order to prove that, you know, you have to know what's in the person's heart.
Burton says he looked at the top 15 officers that showed a disparity index in traffic stops. He says all 15 officers had some special circumstances that explained why the disparity in their arrests was so high. He used the officer at the top of the list as an example. The officer was assigned to a patrol trying to figure out who was responsible for shootings in an area of the city that was experiencing shootings between Black males.
So he was put out there on overtime to saturate. We call them saturation patrols. And they were put out there for the specific purpose of trying to identify who's doing the shooting.
Right.
Okay. So he made 12 traffic stops. They were all 12 Black males. So naturally his index. And it turned out he was a sergeant. So he generally doesn't make traffic stops that often. He did it on the overtime assignment.
Right.
So here's all these good reasons why this happened.
Burton says he's had productive conversations on these issues. He says local NAACP President Mary Ratliff has taught him a lot over the years.
She'll tell you today she does not agree with everything that I say, and I don't agree with everything she says. But we have been able to establish a dialogue where she can go and she goes, I don't think that's right. And I can say, well, I don't think that's right, and here's why. And we have a discussion, and it's a civil discussion. And at the end of the night, we're still friends. And the reason for that is because she wants, I think, what's best for the community. I don't think she has any hidden agendas. I think she's just wanting things to be better, which is exactly what I want. So we have the same goals.
Some groups contended that if there was proper community policing, there wouldn't be such a disparity. But Burton says in order to have more community policing, the police department needs more resources. Burton says that although tensions may be running high on the issue, they're not at an impasse.
We didn't develop this problem overnight. It's not going to be solved overnight. And some people that believe that we could solve it if the police chief would just say, okay, we're all racists, that's not a solution either. Because I don't believe that, number one. And so I'm not going to do that.
Ken Burton is the police chief for the Columbia Police Department. To see a longer transcript of the interview with Burton, you can go to columbiamissourian.com. That's it for this week. Thanks to the Missourians Catherine Reed and Noah McGee. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. Thanks for listening.